Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Finishing the first hour and starting the second with Tony Crombie and his men from an EP called Atmosphere, stereo EP on Columbia Records, recorded in 58. And that was Ninth Man, featuring Tony Crombie on the drums, Norman Stenfalt on piano, Lenny Bush on bass, and Ronnie Scott on tenor. And we heard Tubby Hayes on baritone, saxophone, Les Condon on trumpet. And we ended the first hour with a trio piece featuring Tony Crombie, this time on piano, with Jay Fallon on bass and Tubby Hayes on the vibes. And that was Stomping at the Savoy. It's all 7 inches this morning here on Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
Bossa Negra EP on Lansdowne Records, part of the Lansdowne series that was supervised by Dennis Preston. That was Shake Keen and the Boss Men, and a tune called Murmurio. No, it wasn't. It was New Sunday. No, it wasn't. It was Vendaval. I'll get it right one day. That was Vendaval, just to clear that up. Shake Keen on flugelhorn, John Scott on flute, Coleridge Good on bass, Bobby Orr on drums, Barry Morgan on bongos, and Frank Horrocks playing organ. Before that, a very contrasting style of flute playing from 1968, originally on RCA Records, but it's been reissued as a 7 recently by Soul Brother Records. That was Harold McNair and the timeless jazz dance modal classic, The Hipster. are staying with the Sevens, but we are spreading our wings to include Europe, as you may have gathered from the last two tracks that we played this morning, both reissues recently on the Wallen Bink label. That was the Dave Pike set, and regards from Freddie Horowitz, Dave Pike on vibes and tambourine, Volker Kriegel on electric and acoustic guitar and sitar, Hans Rettenbacher on bass, Peter Baumeister on the drums, originally on MPS Records. Before that, Orchester Roland Kovac, originally on Saba, reissued on Wallen Bink, and that was Blue Dance. Next up, a couple of tunes on the excellent Finnish label We Jazz, starting with this one from 2021. This is Timo Lassi and Orlo, and this is Spinning Jazz, Sheffield Live. Pete Evans with you till 11. is Finnish flute player Isa Pethman, recorded at the Decca Studios in Brussels, Belgium in 1967, and he was playing alto flute on that particular tune, which was called The Flame, accompanied by Freddie Sunder on guitar, Jean Fannis on piano, Roger Van Haverbeek on bass, and Al Jones was playing drums. And next up, a rare one. This is on Manhattan Records from the 60s, and it features Fats Sardi's quartet. The EP is just called Sardi's Vibes. This is called Gigi's Pad, and it features Sardi on vibes, Ron Show on piano, Salvat on bass, Stuffcomb is on drums, and our very own UK trumpet sensation Jimmy Duker is the guest artist. Thank you. on Philips Records from an EP called Jazz Makers, recorded in January 1963 in Hamburg. That is the Klaus Doldinger Quartet and Delilah. Klaus Doldinger on tenor saxophone, Ingfried Hoffmann on organ helmet, Kandelberger, our old friend there, on bass, and Klaus Weiss was playing the drums. We've had a little tour around Europe. We're heading back to the UK. It's 7 inches all the way. It's Spinning Jazz.
Thank you.
Voodoo from 1964, recorded at the Shepperton Studios in Middlesex. It was used in that horror film, Dr. Terror's House of Horror, and it featured Tubby on tenor sax and flute, Shake Keen on trumpet, Jimmy Duker on mellophonium, Terry Shannon on piano, Freddie Logan on bass, and Alan Ganley at the drums. And next up, we're heading back to 1956, July the 31st. And if you know your cricket, you'll know that that was the day that Jim Laker took his 19th wicket in one test match in the Ashes Test at Old Trafford. And in honour of that, there was a tune written by Tony Crombie and recorded on that day called Laker's Day. It's absolutely sensational, and it features Crombie on the drums, Ronnie Scott and Tubby Hayes on tenor saxes, Harry Klein on baritone sax, Terry Shannon on piano, Lenny Bush is on bass. It was recorded for the Tony Hall Tempo record label, and it was recorded at Jeff Kruger's Flamingo Club in London. Enjoy.